everybody, and welcome to episode number 13 of Two Chairs No Waiting. Yeah, I asked Barney if he wanted to be on this episode, and he said, I'll wait about another episode. Yeah, he's a little worried about the jinx. So before we even get started, let's just all say the incant and stuff, the save us from the omen here, okay? Because this is said to ward off bad omens. All right, let's go. Get your rabbit's foot if you have it. Come, fish, come. Come, fish, come. Sam's at the gate with a frosted cake. Come, fish, come. Fly away, buzzard. Fly away, crow. Way down south where the winds don't blow. Rub your nose and give two winks. Save us from this awful jinx. That ought to help. Yeah. Now, let's go ahead and, just to be safe, you know, let's do this one as well. So take your right arm and reach over your head and grab hold of your left earlobe. Close your eyes now. This is for a man with a hex, but we can't be too safe. Winkum, plinkum, nodimus rex. Protect us all from the man with the hex. Yeah, well, I don't know if that one's going to work anyway, so let's don't do it. If you see any little redhead boys or a redheaded man, go ahead and rub his head too, because this is episode 13. Let's get on into it. This episode is brought to you by Weaver's Department Store, as they always are. So drop by over there and help out Mr. Weaver by buying you some Mayberry stuff. You should have gotten some money at Christmas, maybe, you know, something like that. You can go out and buy you some DVDs of The Andy Griffith Show. You don't want to miss those, because I've been watching those. Those are wonderful. And the Gomer Pyle DVD set is there. And he's got season one of Matlock. I know that at least. So drop by over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to be talking about some really cool stuff today. We're going to be talking about Franklin Canyon Reservoir, which was Myers Lake on the Andy Griffith Show, where Andy and Opie walked. So I would love to hear from you. There's several ways you can contact me. You can call me and leave me a voicemail at 888-684-8415, or you can email me at floyd@mayberry.com. I'll give you that information again at the end of the show, but I would really love to hear from you. I want to go on into most of you people that are listening to the show, most of you, I think, probably already know this, but when Andy and Opie were walking down that road at the beginning of the show, that was Franklin Canyon Reservoir. That's where they actually were. And I've been there. I've been there twice, as a matter of fact. And in the show notes, I'm going to have some pictures and links to pictures from my trip when I've been there with both my wife and son. This, folks, is somewhere I cannot tell you how neat that is to see. The you know, the sets for the Andy Griffith Show, those are all gone. But if you go to Franklin Canyon Reservoir, you'll see Myers Lake. You can walk to the exact area where Andy and Opie walked down that trail. I'm going to give you a little information about it so that you'll be able to find it. I'm going to have the directions to get to the actual site in my show notes and stuff. I've got all kinds of stuff here for you. So let's get started talking about that. In 2001, my wife Jan and I went to California and were able to go to Franklin Canyon Reservoir. Franklin Canyon Reservoir is located up in the hills of Beverly Hills, up in the Hollywood Hills. And as I said, I'll give you directions of how to get there as we go through the show. As you get there and start to walk around, it's a really amazing thing. As you're driving in, it looks like you're driving into this residential area. You drive and you turn as you get to the top of one of the hills there. And it's just off of Mulholland Drive, which I think everybody's probably heard of Mulholland, in Coldwater. Once you get up to the top of the hill, you make a turn there and head into this, what looks like a residential area. The first time I went, I could have sworn it could not be the right direction. But as you drive through there, you'll come to a sign finally that says Franklin Canyon. It's actually a park for the state of California. As you drive along the path, it's almost a one-lane road. It's a two-lane road, but it's very narrow. There's no line down the middle of the road or anything. And as you drive through there, you come around a curve, and that's when you're at the top part of the reservoir. And it's called the Upper Franklin Canyon Reservoir, and I think they refer to it as Franklin Canyon Lake now, but it's the Upper Franklin Canyon Reservoir. As you come to it, you'll come in, and the road's a one-way road going around the lake. You'll come in, and as you're driving down through there, you're going to be driving through an area that has wooden railing on both sides of you. And if you remember, on the return to Mayberry, when Andy was driving back to Mayberry at the beginning of the episode, he was driving along and you could see this kind of a tree-covered road. And he stopped and got out and put his foot up on a wooden railing and looked down at where the Myers Lake was. That is where you'll be as you're driving in. That's the area where Andy, they filmed that for Return to Mayberry. It's also where that wooden railing is. It's also an area where, if you'll remember on the episode where the state police were there trying to catch the manhunt, and at the end of the episode, he was out in Myers Lake, and his boat was sinking. Andy was standing up at the top, kind of looking down to see where he was, and he told him that he was going to swim right back to him. Anyway, they were standing there, and Andy had his foot up on the railing looking down there. That's the same place. It's the same location. So when you get there, you'll start around to the right and driving through the area, and there's a parking area just to your left when you get there. If you'll pull into that first parking level, that first parking area, and jump out of your car and walk over and look down, you may not realize it, but you're looking down at the area where Andy and Opie walked. I always thought the opening credits was Andy and Opie walking down a dirt road. That's what I always, in my mind, that's what they were doing. It was an old dirt road. They're walking to go fishing. Well, it turns out when you actually go to Franklin Canyon, it's not really a dirt road. It's like a dirt path that disappears off into the back. And as it goes back, it gets more narrow. So when you watch the episode's opening credits, it appears, at least it always did to me, to be a road that went back into the distance, when actually it was an optical illusion. It's really a path that gets wider as it gets closer to the camera. So when you first look at it, you'll be standing up on a hill. You're up where the parking area is. You're above the area, probably about 10 or 12 feet above the area where Andy and Opie walked. And you're looking down on it. And it doesn't look as much like it. But if you'll just climb down that hill and get down to the bottom and start looking down that area, looking down that path going off to the distance there, and I've got pictures of this on the show notes. You'll be able to see if you click on them and go to my Google Picasa web site, which I have links to. You'll be able to see it. When you pull your camera up and put it in front of your face and look down that path, you'll swear that Andy and Opie should be coming around the corner any moment. So this is a great experience. If you're an Andy Griffith fan, you're going to love going there and seeing this. It was a highlight of the trip for me, just to be there and take these pictures. While you're there, you'll notice that the water levels have dropped. The water does not come all the way up to the area where Andy and Opie were when Opie threw the rock into the water. It's been lowered, the water level. The dam there at Franklin Canyon Reservoir is an earthen dam, and my understanding is they had to lower the water level to reduce the risk of dam breaking. So the water level is a good bit lower, and where Andy and Opie would have actually thrown the rocks is cattails and weeds and things like that, but they're mostly cattails. So, if you do like me, you'll walk out there and figure out about where Opie probably threw that rock, because he may have thrown two or three or four or five or six, and you can get your own rock that, who knows, maybe it was the rock that Ron Howard threw out there in the water. I'm sure a lot of people already have a rock from there, but I would definitely walk out there, because you never know, and you can always say you don't know it isn't. If you go back up there and get in your car and start back around the lake, you can only go one way. As you go through there, if you're paying attention or if you watched old TV shows, you'll be able to see areas where they filmed Beverly Hillbillies when they were doing Robin Hood. Jethro was Robin Hood. There's an area there. If you're looking off toward the water, you'll see that this is where this was filmed. But as you get to the kind of the curve that just before you go across the dam, there's a house sitting there. Well, that house was the game warden's house on the episode where Andy and Helen were out fishing and the game warden caught him because he didn't have his license with him and brought him back. This was the game warden's office. So that's another thing you'll notice really quick. As you drive on around, you'll go across the dam there. And as you go in around the other side, just after you cross the dam and you're on the other side looking back toward the lake, if you look down the hill there, there's an area where you can walk out to the lake. In that area, in that general area, was where Howard was when he caught old Sam, you know, where Andy and Opie were fishing. You've seen that picture before of Andy and Opie fishing, sitting out at the... This would have been that area where they would have been. So I definitely encourage you, when you go there, if you ever get to, walk around the entire thing. If you get back in your car from there, from the area where Floyd and them were, you get back in your car, or if you're walking, walk on up through there. As you get kind of to the north part, or to the, I don't know if it's north, but the top part again, there's a concrete wall on the would be on your left, and you'll see that in some of the pictures as well. There's a concrete wall, and I think actually in the pictures it may look like it would be on your right, but I think I was turned backwards looking the other way, which I was, because there's a great picture of where I believe Mr. McBeavy had climbed up the telephone pole and climbed back down, jumped in his truck, and drove off. So I think you'll see that area. Also, somewhere on that side is where the Darling Boys were when they filmed the episode with Ernest T. Trying to marry Charlene, and Barney was dressed up in the dress. I'm going to leave the directions. I'm going to put those on the website. So if you want directions to how to get to Myers Lake, if you're ever out in the California, out in the Los Angeles area, you can go there and visit yourself. And I recommend it 100%. If you're a fan of The Andy Griffith Show, which you must be or you wouldn't be listening to this show, you will love being at Franklin Canyon. It is the closest you can get to Mayberry Heaven, other than, you know, Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Those are both wonderful things, but this is something that was actually on the show. You're going to love it. That's it for this week. There are all kinds of links in the show notes. Please go to the show notes page so that you can listen to, or actually so that you can see all the pictures that we have available. I have a video that I shot with me and Adam when we were out there where we made it look like it was the start of the Andy Griffith Show. There's pictures of that. There's pictures from other locations as well. But this is all up in the Beverly Hills, California area in Franklin Canyon Reservoir. So definitely head over that way and enjoy yourself. This is just an unbelievable experience. All right, well, I guess that's about it. Remember, we can be found at mayberry.com/podcast to be able to go see all those show notes that I'm talking about for episode 13. Be sure and give me a call. Our voicemail is 888-684-8415, or contact me at floyd@mayberry.com. We'll see you next week on Two Chairs No Way.
Help your small business thrive and stay connected with the Comcast Business Complete Connectivity Solution. It's the largest, fastest, reliable network. Advanced gig speed Wi-Fi and cyber threat protection. Get started for just $40 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add mobile. Plus, ask how to get up to a $750 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/21/2023. Restrictions apply. Requires equal bill and auto pay. New 100 megabits per second internet and Comcast Business Security Edge customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply. Gig internet required for gig Wi-Fi.